Blog Talk Radio.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
born August 9th, 1963, and unfortunately passed away at a very young age, at February 11th, 2012. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, people of all races and creeds, this is a master plan. Welcome to the master plan. On a sad day, we have lost one of the greatest entertainers in my opinion. At a too young early age, we're talking about Whitney Houston. She was found dead, she was found dead with unknown causes at this time in the Beverly Hills in California. Ironically, the day before the Grammy Awards, which happens to be the biggest awards for the music industry, one of their one of their icons has passed away. Quite naturally, you'll be hearing some tributes to Whitney Houston. The reason I played that intro, quite naturally, is one of the best songs that she's ever sung. It happened to be very close to my heart and very sentimental. It was the first song that was sung at my my second wedding, which is my most cherished moment. It meant a lot to my present wife and myself because all the trials and tribulations that led up until the time we actually got married. So that was a very monumental thing that, the monumental song. It meant a lot. You listen to the words of the song, it means a lot. It meant a lot. My brother-in-law, who happens to be a fairly good singer himself, he sung the song at our wedding. And it meant a lot. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. I'll say that again. It's 347-637-3220. We're going to be talking about the lives and times of Whitney Houston, some of the things that that quite naturally you've know about Whitney. I'm going to chronicle her life a little bit. I'm going to try to do the best I can. So bear with me. You know, she had, even though she passed away at the ripe old age, or young age, I should say, of 48, everyone knows she was born in New Jersey, and that's where I'm from. She was born in North Jersey, which happens to be in Newark. And she was born her mother, Sissy Houston, was a gospel singer. Anything knows about Whitney Houston knows that her cousins were Dion and Dee Dee Warwick, two known singers in their own right, and their godmother happened to be Aretha Franklin. Now, after the '67 riots, the family moved to East Orange, Whitney started singing at a very early age, and she wanted to follow in her mother's footsteps, and she did that. You know, I'm going to play this. Let me see if I can get this together here for a minute. I'm doing a few things here. It's been a pretty hectic day, and I'm trying to get things together here, so bear with me for a minute. Oh, man, what the hell happened? What happened? There it is. Bear with me for a minute, folks. I'm just trying to get things together here. Let me get this out of the way. and see if I can get this in. And like I said, Whitney, it's going to be missed by a lot of people. She was a groundbreaking singer, and if you would like to comment on Whitney Houston, like I said, number to call in is 347-637-3220. Also, the chat room is open. If you like to chat, you can do that too. Comment on Whitney Houston or anything else. Like I said, the chat room is always open for anyone who likes to talk on any subject. It's always a free for all in the chat room for me. I have no problem talking to you about the chat room, whatever subject you like. But right now, my subject is talking about Whitney Houston. Now, for those of you that don't know, Whitney Houston did sing in a few backup roles. She sang for a guy named Michael Zager's band for a brief time. He wanted to sign her to a contract. Her mother wouldn't let her do it. I wanted her to finish school first. She also sang background for Chaka Khan. And if you've heard I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan, Whitney Houston's one of the background singers in that. If you listen to Teddy Pendergrass, he came out with a song called Hold Me, and that was a duet that Whitney and Teddy did together, and that was really her first exposure to the recording part of it. That was her first song that she actually sang with someone, and she was featured on it. So, and then from there, bear with me, people. I'm trying to get this together here. That was the first song, with Teddy Pendergrass, and that happened to be a hit song for Teddy Pendergrass, and a lot of people know that Whitney Houston had quite a few hits off her first album. She only, and believe it or not, people, I thought she had a lot more albums or CDs, whatever you want to call them out there, but in reality, I'm looking at her list of CDs or albums or whatever you want to call them out, and she only had 7 altogether. First one, quite naturally, her debut album was debuted at Whitney at 1985. Then first one was Whitney Houston at 1985. The second one, which was a real big one for her, in 1987, which was titled Whitney. And then and 3 years later after that, I'm Your Baby Tonight, which is in 1990. And then My Love Is Your Love in 1998. And then Just Whitney in 2002. And then she had an Al Holiday album, which came out in 2003, One Wish, the Holiday album. And I look to you, which happens to be the her last album. It came out in 2009. So She, I thought she had quite a few albums out there, but she only had seven. But she had quite a few hits. If, like I said, if you like to call in and talk about Whitney or talk about a Whitney time or something that you may have remember about Whitney, the number to call in is 347-637-3220. Trying to get some music together besides the one I gave to you about because we're going to be playing some music of Whitney's throughout this program, and I thought you might enjoy something like that. So that's what we're going to do. What we're going to do now is. What we're going to do now is a song, and I really like this song. I like this movie. At the time it came out, I think people thought it was a little campy, but I think it's become somewhat of a classic. In my opinion, I like this. I like this. You know, it's to me, it's a nice. It's a pretty good movie. The one she starred with Kevin Costner. I'm pretty sure everyone knows what it is. But this is one of the songs, and I think she was singing this. In fact, I know she was singing this to Kevin Costner. So I'm going to play it now, but I will be back.
If I should I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
Yes, that was Whitney Houston, and that was from the Bodyguard with Kevin Costner. As you all know, that she did that movie with Kevin Costner, and at the time, it wasn't thought of too much at the time, but Whitney Houston is a winner in my book. She had a lot of trials and tribulations, but it is what it is. You can't take it back. Things like that happen, and you kind of wish it didn't, but you learn from your mistakes, and everyone has their issues throughout life. You don't know exactly what the circumstances of her passing off, passing away it was, but you just hope for the best, and hopefully it doesn't take away from her her legacy. She has a heck of a legacy, as you know. She's done a few pictures. She's done The Bodyguard, Waiting to Exhale, The Preacher's Wife, and for those that didn't know, a movie that was back in the, I'm thinking it was in the 80s, or maybe, I don't think it was in the 90s. I think it was probably in the 80s. I could be wrong. The movie, they made a remake of a movie that's going to be coming out sometime this year that she was in. And it's the movie is called Sparkle. So look for it. She'll be coming out with that. They'll be coming out with that. They'll probably rush because her passing away. Now they'll probably rush it to print. So unfortunately, they like to do that when a star is passed. To capitalize, and I'm not saying it's right, but that's the reality of it. That they do things like that. So all I can say is look for it. It'll be coming out probably shortly. I don't know, but this is pretty tough. I mean, I should say pretty tough, but, you know, it's Whitney Houston. And I have to think that trying to do a tribute and condense it in an hour is tough. But if anyone decides to call in, or even in the chat room, you know, you can even say things in the chat room about Whitney if you like. Feel free to. And the number to call in is 347-637-3220. I'll keep on giving that out because the fact is, if you'd like to call in, you're listening, you'd like to call in, that's not a problem. I mean, you know, please call in. I want you to call in to express your thoughts about Whitney Houston. That's the whole idea of this. I'm trying to put things into words, trying to condense her life in an hour. I mean, there's so many things that she's done that you may want to talk about. And I want to do her justice if I can. And if I can do that, I will. And if I can't, then I've failed and... I'm just trying to do the best I can with what I have to work with. So if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I'm trying to get a few things here so you can enjoy the music of Whitney Houston also. And I'm not being very cooperative here. So, let's see what happens with this one. right. Let me do it this way. I had a few things planned that doesn't look like they're going to be working out. We're going to have to go like this. All right. You know, like I told you, she was born in Newark, raised for the most part in East Orange. She basically started her career, her singing career, professionally in late part of 84, excuse me, late part of 78, when she sang back up with Chaka Khan. In 1983, she was signed to Arista Records, and one of the first things she recorded was a duet with Teddy Pendergrass entitled "Hold Me." And I've been trying to get this up, and for some reason it won't work for me. But I'm still going to try because I wanted to get this for you. After that little success she had with Teddy Pendergrass, she came out with her album in 1985. And ironically, now let's check this out. Now, Whitney Houston came out with her first album in February of 1985. Isn't that ironic? Just think about it. This is February of 2012, and this is the year that she passed away. Isn't that pretty ironic that she passed away the same time that the same month that she happened to pass away in. I mean, she released the album in one vein, and all of a sudden, she passed away. What in the world? My board is messing up quite a bit, people here, and I'm trying to deal with it, and it hasn't been easy. So we're trying to deal with two things at once here, and I'm not having too much luck here. Bear with me. I'm trying to get things together here. Hopefully this will work at this point. And like I said, her debut album, her first song was released in the UK, and it didn't work out so well. It's called "Someone for Me," and this is all her first debut album. Her second song was her first single, "All at Once," and believe it or not, that was put out in European countries like the Netherlands and Belgium. It reached top five on the single charts there, but her first U.S. song was "You Give Me Good Love." Now I'm going to try an attempt to get that for you. "You Give Me Good Love." If you haven't heard it, I'm going to try to get it for you and play it for you. Let me just see if I have it here. I thought I did, and no, I don't have her first album, her first song. I thought I did, but I don't have it. But you know what? I'm gonna have this now. I think this is going to play. It's the first duet that she had with Teddy Pendergrass. This is the first recorded that Whitney Houston was featured on. It's called "Hold Me" with Teddy Pendergrass.
I'm holding. hold you and touch you and make you my woman. I'll give you my love with sweet surrender. Tonight our hearts will beat as one, and I will hold you, touch you, make you my woman tonight.
There's something in your eyes I see, a pure and simple honesty.
Hold me in your arms tonight.
Make it last forever. Open in your eyes.
Yes, people, that was a duet with a big artist at the time, Teddy Pendergrass, and a up-and-coming rising star with a hell of a voice. We're talking about Whitney Houston. That came out to be a relatively pretty big hit. Whitney Houston was a mezzo soprano, and her vocal range extended from G below middle C to high B flat. She could belt out to treble F. She came in third on the MTV's 22 Greatest Voices and sixth on online magazine Cove's list of the 100 best pop vocalists with a score of 48.5 out of 50. Now, that's saying a lot. And in 2008, Rolling Stone listed Houston as the 34th of the 100 greatest singers of all time, stating her voice, and I quote, is a mammoth, coruscating cry. Few vocalists could get away with opening a song with 45 unaccompanied seconds of singing, but Houston's powerhouse version of Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You is a tour de force. Now, I played I Will Always Love You already. Like I told you, that was from the 1992 movie The Bodyguard. And as you all know, if you watch any kind of sports, that Whitney Houston also sang the Star Spangled Banner in the Super Bowl oh my God, 15, if I'm not mistaken. And she'll definitely be remembered for that. Because that, in fact, no one has been able to duplicate that song as she sang it, because she did such a great rendition of that it's a standard that can't be matched. I'm telling you right now, it can't be matched. If you listen to it, if you ever have listened to it, you would know what I'm talking about. I'm going to attempt to play it now to you, if I can. We'll see what happens here. I've been having issues with this. Let me see if I can play this now. Hold on a minute. Let me see if I can play this. It doesn't look like I can play this. I can't believe this won't happen for me. I've been trying to get this. You know what? I'm going to try it this way and see if I can get it this way. Because I had it, and let me see if I can get it for you. Where the heck is that? Do this. Upload. Let's see what happens here. Let's see if I can get this here. Alright. Let me see if I can get this and see if I can get this to play. It's waiting now. Anyway, I've got a person in the chat room that's telling me she was dead before the paramedics got there. If I'm not mistaken, I was told that she was, and I don't know if you want to hear these details, but she was in the bathtub, and they moved her, I guess, probably to a bed, maybe to the floor, and to see if they could revive her. Quite naturally, it took so long that it's it's a shame that she has so many issues now. In the chat room, it's I have a person that says that he wants to smack Bobby Brown, and I guess because when they married, well, no one knew that. I guess unless the only the people that were close to Whitney and Bobby knew. I guess that at that time they were hooking up with each other, and then it came out that they were getting married. That it was a good girl versus bad boy type of thing, and no one actually thought that this was going to work out, and it was as people had assumed it was going to be. It was a tumultuous joining of the two. They brought the they had one child, Bobby Christina, and from what I understand, when Bobby found out the news, because he was doing a concert with New Edition, that he broke down and cried. Now, I know Bobby Brown, and a lot of people are down on Bobby Brown. He's a pretty emotional guy. He has some issues, and I shouldn't say some issues in himself, but he's had some issues in the chat room. They want to smack Bobby Brown. They said he's going to need some bodyguards around him after this. I don't know, you know, if you can, Whitney was a grown ass woman, okay? I hate to put it like that, but she was a grown ass woman. She knew what she was dealing with Bobby Brown. He, you know, she just, she loved her Bobby. I mean, I had a program, one of my debut programs, one of my early programs was about how good girls, or so-called good girls, are attracted to bad boys. Well, this is typically, I would say typically, but this is what one of the things I'm talking about. I'm not putting any blame on anybody, but I'm just saying that for some reason, the yin likes the yang. I'm talking about the good likes the bad and is attracted to that type of edgy type of guy that's going to give her a thrill and is going to create a lot of drama, in my opinion, unneeded drama in your life and unwanted problems in your life. And unfortunately, and I'm not putting any blame on anybody, but unfortunately, things like this can happen if you get hooked up with the person that is an influence and a strong A personality that can, I wouldn't say blind you to the reality of things make you see the wrong things when the right things are where you should be going. But it is what it is. I'm probably doing a poor job of doing this, but I'm trying to do the best I can, trying to chronicle his life. Now, now, Super Bowl 15, the young 1991-92 Whitney Houston walks out in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 15. Everybody, I'm sorry, it shouldn't be Super Bowl 15. It was Super Bowl 25. Not 15. That makes Whitney Houston real old. Nah, it's Super Bowl 25. When she walked out and sang this song, and the Super Bowl 25 happened to be Super Bowl 25 happened to be. Happened to be, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm trying to look it up real quick, Super Bowl 25 happened to be 1987, January 25th. Young Whitney Houston's hot as hell at this time. She's hot as hell. And what happens? She goes, and this is another ironic thing. Just think about this. The Giants just won a Super Bowl. okay? They just won a Super Bowl last week. Whitney Houston sang the Super Bowl for the Giants' first Super Bowl win 25 years ago. I mean, we're talking about ironic people here. And no one has been able to match what Whitney Houston has sung when she sang the Star Spangled Banner. So I'm going to play this, but understand, 25 years ago, the Giants won their first Super Bowl. The Giants won a Super Bowl. 25 years ago, or I'm sorry, 1985, which happens to be is when Whitney Houston, her debut album came out in February of 1985. She sings 2 years later in the Giants Super Bowl, and the Giants win their first Super Bowl, and the Giants just won their Super Bowl. February of her debut album, Whitney Houston passes away. I'm just saying, it's an eerie thing that happened. But this is the best before and after. This is absolutely the best rendition of the Star Spangled Banner that has been in the Super Bowl, and I'm going to play it for you now.
And now, to honor America, especially the brave men and women serving our nation in the Persian Gulf and throughout the world, please join in the singing of our national anthem. The anthem will be followed by a flyover of F-16 jets from the 56th Tactical Training Wing at MacDill Air Force Base, and will be performed by the Florida Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Yaha Ling and sung by Grammy Award winner Whitney Houston.
Understand, people, that voice what you will only hear in recordings from YouTube or the like. Whitney Houston, like I said, has passed away. She is 48 years old. And like I had a person in the chat room says, it's a classic rendition. That will, like I keep on saying, will never, ever, ever be duplicated like that. I can't recall, and quite naturally, every singer past that. That's 25, and we're up to 46. So we're saying 21 different singers or singers has tried to duplicate what Whitney Houston did in Super Bowl 25, and that's it hasn't been done yet. And those type of voices come around once in a millennium. I celebrated two lives last week with Don Cornelius and Angelo Dundee. I celebrate, but I'm sadly celebrating this. Like I said, Whitney Houston is a American musical icon. Young singers, female singers, have tried to emulate Whitney Houston after Whitney Houston came out, because she was such a dynamic personality, a dynamic singer. In the beginning, she was dubbed a pop singer. Let me put it that way. You always heard the talk about Whitney. It sounds like she's too white. She's kowtowing to that type of side of the fence versus losing identity. But Whitney was a good person, and her music eventually crossed over to both sides of the fence, if there is such a fence that crossing over. She was a dynamic voice. Later in years, when all the drugs and everything had gotten to her voice, it was she wasn't the same person, and quite naturally, I'm keeping it real. She knew that, and everyone around her knew that. But you can't take away the fact that when her voice wasn't ravaged by the things that she was doing to cause those things, she was a dynamic personality, a dynamic singer that was world class, that was adored by the world. Drew huge crowds, and it's a shame that she had a pass. But, you know, it's about 4 minutes left in the show, okay? And what I'm going to do is this. What I'm going to do is this. Her first album was called Whitney Houston. Her first, one of her Grammy Award-winning hits, and I'm gonna give you those hits that she had. As soon as I thought, here it is. She had 7 consecutive number one Billboard Hot 100 hits. Saving All My Love for You, How Will I Know, Greatest Love of All, I Want to Dance with Somebody Who Loves Me, Didn't We Almost Have It All, So Emotional, and Where Do Broken Hearts Go? Now, the first one was in 1985, is Saving All My Love for You. And that's how I'm going to close this show out. I'm going to play the first big hit album that was number one for Whitney Houston. It's called Saving All My Love for You. God bless Whitney Houston. God bless you all today. If you happen to mourn for Whitney Houston or celebrate her life, whatever it may be. She was born on one of my co-hosts' one of my co-hosts shared the same birthday, which was, happened to be August 9th, and she was a Leo, quite naturally, I really like my co-host. I'm talking about Black the Bookie. He's a down-to-earth person, and Whitney Houston was the same way. Most Leos are. So, without further ado, this happens to be the master plan. We'll be back next week at 10 o'clock to 11. Tune in on a Tuesday with Kim Fun, Compassion Dakini. Her show starts, same website, at 4 o'clock. And then on the Thursday, we have the master plan. Excuse me, we have the FSP Cruise Show. I am the host. My two co-hosts, Jeff the Joker and Black the Bookie, will join me. And whoever may join in and join the conversation, we'll have them. And that comes on at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then we have the FSP Show, the Mothership. Too Sweet, who happens to be Vic Gardner, and also myself as the co-host, Black the Bookie joins us. We have different people call in and voice their opinions. And then, like I said, the master plan is 10 o'clock next week. So until then, the first hit Whitney Houston ever had is Saving All My Love for You. And I want to say what Don Cornelius says every time he closes out Soul Train. I want to wish you love, peace, and soul. Till we meet next week, this is the Master Plan. This is Whitney Houston. God bless Whitney Houston.
Feeling all right, we'll be made.